the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, with all the tariff turmoil in the air, you might be forgiven for feeling a little bit drowsy, which brings us to the noble art of the afternoon nap. A little lie down, a strategic snooze, call it what you like. Louise Campbell now considers the lure of the sneaky siesta.
You might have seen the photo. Hugh Grant at Wimbledon last week. Eyes closed, head slightly tilted, mouth gently agape. He looked like a man entirely at peace with the world. Or perhaps just a man who had very recently had strawberries and cream, followed by a Pimm's or two, and was succumbing to the warm English summer in the most relaxing way possible. Now, to be fair, he is not alone. That could be any of us. If you swap centre court for a staff meeting after lunch, you've got a very familiar scene. At least he wasn't beside a speaker at Glastonbury. Nodding off to the prodigy is an entirely different level of fatigue. Which brings me to the question, is it ever acceptable to take a nap in the middle of the working day?
Nap time.
Once upon a time, the only people catching 40 winks at work were new parents and those mysteriously always resting their eyes during training sessions. The Spanish have long championed the siesta. Post-lunch pause where the shops close, blinds are drawn, and the entire country gets horizontal for a bit. Granted, that tradition is slowly fading, but the idea lives on. Now, in our more caffeinated, always-on world, even tech firms, those paragons of hyper-productivity, are embracing sleep pods. Many have nap rooms and quiet zones.
Welcome to your nap pod. Close your eyes. Relax.
And some Japanese firms actually encourage desk naps. They even have a word for it, ine mure, which translates to sleeping while present. In Ireland, however, it's more likely to be called the day after the night before. But does a little nap in the middle of the afternoon actually help? According to NASA, and let's be honest, if it's good enough for astronauts, a 10 to 20 minute nap can boost alertness by up to 34% and performance by 16%. That's a lot of return on a bit of shut-eye. So, should we embrace the corporate cat nap? And if so, what's the etiquette? Do we find an empty boardroom, kick off our shoes and curl up beside the projector? Should we set an alarm? Or just trust that the sound of a Teams notification or the unmistakable whirr of the office printer will jolt us back into consciousness? Or do we stay at our desks, pretending to meditate while praying the boss doesn't pop by? A quick power nap at work could be the best productivity hack no one wants to admit to. Maybe the future of work isn't just remote or hybrid. Maybe it's horizontal. So if you see someone having a quick snooze some afternoon, don't judge. They might just be boosting productivity. Or they had strawberries and cream for lunch.
I close my eyes.
Louise Campbell there on the productivity pit stop. That's all we have time for today. Do enjoy the sunshine. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin, Emma Laffin and Yeti Redmond. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubbers and Liam Mullen was on sound. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.